I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. God, I love that song. It always makes me like dance.
Ooh, I'm blinded by the light. No, I can't live until I feel your touch. I said
no. I'm done. I promise. I'm done until after this show, because then I'm going to sing all the live long day.
Oh, yeah.
Singing. That's what weekends are for. Friday, all day. Beautiful day outside. I look across the room at two of my favorite people sitting, other people that I really enjoy in the other room there. It's fantastic. They have a certain je ne sais quoi. Time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Visit one of their four Bay Area showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, or Dublin. And online at allnaturalstone.com. And hopefully I'll be able to take pictures of my finished kitchen. I mean, maybe this weekend, but probably more likely next week.
I see.
It's
we'll
any minute.
We'll get some before and afters up there.
Right.
I think at RadioAlice.com there are some
befores. Some of the countertops and some with the backsplash, but they're not, the sink's not in, the stuff's not pulled up off the floor, so we'll hopefully have a finished,
beautiful,
here's what it looks like.
Actually, you should do it when it's empty and completely finished, and then load all your stuff in, have stuff on the counters and, like, you know, a little jar of utensils and things, and then take another picture.
Sure.
Like moved in.
All right.
I'm looking at RadioAlice.com right now.
Oh, there you go.
It's nice.
Oh, it's so pretty. God, look at that.
Oh, there's so much space to cook there on that island.
God, that's a gorgeous island. Used to be sort of rounded, and you guys...
We got rid of the Mickey Mouse here.
Yeah, I like it.
Me gusta mucho. All right, here's what's happening.
All right, I'm ready.
So where to begin? I guess I'll start with the voting tomorrow. Nevada Democrat caucuses are tomorrow, and we should have some idea by tomorrow midday how things are going.
Right.
How things are shaping
early
up.
Early indicators.
California is going to be voting on March 3rd, everyone.
Right. So if that's you got your mail-in ballot, get that together. Get that mailed.
Around the corner. Also, next week is Mardi Gras, Tuesday, February 25th. But it looks like...
It feels late this year, doesn't it?
It feels... I was looking in the Merck, and there's a ton of events this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're into Mardi Gras, it's worth a look. Redwood City has something. Oakland's got stuff here in the city, of course. So
this coming Tuesday is Fat Tuesday,
right.
Ash Wednesday. And then is that when we start Lent?
Yes.
Okay.
But there are some parties and celebrations this weekend.
Fantastic.
So if you're into that.
Go Mardi Gras.
Go
beads,
for it.
Boobs, woo! How did it become that?
It's a scam of a lifetime.
Mm. Oh my God, plastic beads, give me some!
Cheap plastic beads to see somebody's boobs?
Girls gone wild.
What a deal.
I know. Give me some beads, man.
Makes no sense.
Except when you're drunk, then it's like, oh
I know,
my God,
but I
this
just,
so
it's
logical.
One of those things where a guy could hit on a lady
his
whole life. He could be in love with her. He could want to marry her, his whole life be in love and want that for himself.
Yeah.
And she will go to Mardi Gras and show someone her cans for a beaded necklace.
Yeah.
And the guy who loves her, who's wanted her his whole life, will never get a look.
Yeah.
Get near him.
Is the answer not obvious? He needs to get himself a fistful of beads.
Well, but they don't work unless you're at
I don't know.
That's where they...
a couple drinks. Remember that one time at Mardi Gras? I do! Yes!
Really?
I don't know. All right. I feel bad for the guy in this scenario.
It's... Yeah, I mean, there's those guys are all over the place, trust me, where they're like...
longing for some girl.
I've loved you forever, and you just went home with a guy in a bar.
Yeah.
I'm promising you my whole life.
No thanks. There's the problem.
Right. And you're going to go home with a guy in a bar.
And it would be, you know, and you wouldn't be all puppy dogging around me afterward, hang dogging, then I might do you. But no. The answer
is fact,
no.
I bet you through your high school years, there were boys who absolutely loved that Sarah Clark. And yet you went on this tear through New England where you boned everybody. Yeah. And those boys are like, I can't believe she racked up 200 people.
I can't believe
in the
it
course of a
Seems
year.
Like a lot.
And I didn't get to be one of them.
Just pull a random number out.
And I loved her all those years.
Well, the problem was you wanted too much for me.
And she boned random bar
Randoms
people in an
easy.
Alley. God!
God, you're just going to keep making this story better and better. Alleys. 5,000 people.
Right. The front page of the Merc says, New California drought pretty likely by summer.
Yeah.
Get ready, everybody. Fire danger also likely high this season.
So scary.
So it's unfortunate, but it is our reality, and it's very normal. Mm-hmm. I don't have to tell anyone who's a native that we've been going through this since, I mean, I'm here 50 years.
Yep.
It's normal.
Yep.
So just start being careful with the water.
Yep.
You
know what to do. Don't
right.
run it when you're brushing your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Don't flush if it's yellow. Let it mellow.
So, fire danger high, drought likely, be careful with your water. Mm. All right? All right.
Heads up.
I did the Mardi Gras piece, yeah. Okay. This is weird.
What is?
There's a guy named, a 35-year-old guy named Gary DeNoia. Gary DeNoia, In Jersey City, New Jersey. He's been in a committed relationship for the past 2 years with a ghost named Lisa.
Oh.
I know what you're thinking. That's stupid, except that you watched the movie Ghost and loved that love affair.
Yeah.
So what's the matter with this love affair?
Well, it's
why
whole,
doesn't this one work
whole
for you?
It's a touching thing, you know?
Turns
like,
out...
you're a ghost.
Even if you're having sex with a supernatural being, you still need to spice things up once in a while.
Oh, is he getting bored with the ghost sex?
Gary and Lisa the ghost went all out last Valentine's Day.
Oh, just this past week ago?
Mm-hmm. They ate popcorn and ice cream sundaes.
Can you see that as it goes into her stomach? Like, is she sort of translucent so you see the popcorn in her belly floating around?
What else can you see?
Can
you see her ovaries? Like, is she that transparent?
Exactly. We both think that going out on Valentine's Day is overpriced and overrated.
Yeah.
They watch their favorite movie, which is, quote...
Let's all say it together.
Ghost! That's right.
Oh.
Then they had their first threesome with one of Lisa's ghost friends, Sadie.
Oh, what fun.
Gary says, quote, it was Lisa's idea for a threesome. Her only rule is that she doesn't want me kissing her friend.
Oh.
So they can do all the stuff except...
kiss. Too personal.
Well.
Only we put our faces together.
Everybody saw Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
You don't kiss the Johns.
No, you don't.
I mean, you kiss the John, but that's...
He's my John.
Right.
Right. He's like a permanent John.
Right.
Yeah, that's... I have all kinds of visions of...
of a ghost threesome?
Just... well, never mind. It's my own little private Idaho in here.
How about a fast fact?
I love those!
Speaking of Johns...
yes.
Long Johns are named after a boxer in Boston in the 1870s named John Sullivan.
Sully.
Sully wore him in the ring.
Long Johns.
Long Johns.
Thermals.
They're named after him.
Huh.
Long Johns.
Is it chili or something?
I bet he
it's
had...
it's cold.
I'm sure he had chicken legs and he just didn't
oh, he
want
didn't. Them. He wanted to like cover those up.
Right. Hmm. Cher was one of the background singers for the Righteous Brothers on You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you hear it? When you
Was that just the Righteous Brothers
that was,
from Ghost?
Is that Unchained Melody?
I don't know.
That was Ghost? Unchained Melody, yes, correct. Here's
What a weird
coincidence. I swear to God, I can hear her. She's got that ho ho.
She's in there.
Wow.
Oh, 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 oh. Baba. Nah, no.
No. Oh, look at you hitting that note. I can't touch that note. No. No, there's no.
The insurance company Delta Dental has something called the Tooth Fairy Index, which tracks how much a tooth fairy leaves for a tooth.
Oh, what's it going right these days?
This is important information I needed because I got a tooth hopefully coming out this weekend.
Yeah.
The average payout jumped 33 cents to over $4 per tooth.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
So, you know, the tooth fairy goes clean fiver.
Yeah.
You're good.
We did a buck a tooth.
A buck a tooth?
Yeah, a buck a tooth with our kids.
Man, your tooth fairy stinks.
No. Well, it's good to have everything. What do they need money for? When I was a kid, we'd get a quarter.
I don't even remember mine. Most of my teeth were pulled out.
Oh. Yeah, but it doesn't matter how.
Dr. Urbanski used to...
the
he had to drive into Tustin. That guy would do that needle in the gums.
Oh, and then
you... Oh, God, I hated that.
That pinches. It's like a pinchy owl.
Yeah, it sucks, man. It was like, I didn't care about the dentist. Yeah, it's not... Yeah, but...
And then your mouth was like...
But, you know, and sometimes you'd go in and then you'd be like... Ah! And then he'd go in again from another spot. He'd just be like, dude.
Just yank that thing. Can't be worse than this.
The needle was way worse than anything else, that's for sure. Anyway, now you know.
$4.
Fiver is a good...
Yeah, that's solid. You're overpaying. I mean, the tooth fairy's overpaying at your house.
Sarah, you like to be the one that judges things.
How many
episodes do you have to watch for it to be binge watching?
Three.
It is three! Mm. Oh my God!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You got it. It's three.
I'm so happy to have gotten that.
All right, now call your wife.
Yeah, now call your wife. You just lost the game, Ben.
What?
Dad's a loser. He's trying to tell me something.
I'm glad that you like that so much.
That was the best. You have that handy?
Don't have it handy. I don't want to.
You should really have that more handy than you have it. It seems like I've asked for that twice today.
Here's a ranking of the best and worst fast food dipping sauces.
Here's the part where you want.
Hey, Dad's a loser. Sorry,
Culver's Wisconsin cheddar cheese sauce is the number one best dipping sauce. Chick-fil-A sauce is number two.
What kind of sauce do they have?
Raising Cane's sauce, which just made the news yesterday.
With their chicken fingers.
With the burglary.
In Tennessee or something.
McDonald's honey mustard and Whataburger spicy ketchup.
I do like that honey mustard.
That's, do?
Yeah.
When's the last time you were there?
It's been a long time, but you know, the kids would get McNuggets sometimes.
Like all right.
Little dipping sauce. I like the boot-shaped one.
The boot-shaped
one? Yeah, you know how there's four shapes for...
I do not.
For nuggets?
Oh.
I give you four.
I don't
ones.
Know that.
Yeah, it's like a boot. There's a round one, kind of a longish one. I don't know what the fourth one is. I can't remember. But the boot. I was always like, oh, I'll take the boot. Oh, it looks like a Christmas stocking.
There's a 50-year-old woman named Toni Rogers in Memphis, Tennessee, and she was arrested on Sunday for stabbing her first cousin after an argument.
Hold on. We're busy looking at it. Okay, so we got bone, bell.
The boot, ball.
And ball. Boot and ball. Bone, bell, boot, and ball. Yeah, those are the four shapes.
Who knew?
I knew. Brandon knew.
How's that a bone?
Right? No.
Yeah, how's that a bone?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
That's just dumb.
It's an oval. It's more of an oval. All right.
There's a 50-year-old woman named Toni Rogers in Memphis, Tennessee, and she was arrested on Sunday for stabbing her first cousin after an argument.
Oh, that don't stab your cousin.
Oh, and he's also her boyfriend.
Oh no.
Apparently Toni and her first cousin in Memphis, Tennessee are in a sexual relationship and they live together, but they argued on Sunday and she stabbed him twice. Once outside and then again when he went inside to clean up the stab wound.
Oh.
She's been charged with aggravated assault. Did you ever get that upset with Tucker that you were in a fight?
No.
No, you guys, to this day, he's your favorite cousin.
He is, it's hard to pick a favorite. I love them all so much.
Yeah, but you've made out with Tucker.
No, I haven't. But you can tell that made-up story again if you want to, as you always do.
What are you talking
about?
We
never
made
up. Oh, my God.
How would I even know there's a guy named Tucker if you hadn't told me?
I of course, have talked about my cousin Tucker, but you and this whole Sarah and Tucker made out thing is...
I wonder if we asked Big John if Tucker ever got to look through the peephole.
Turned out there was more than one peephole in my life.
Yeah, there's the one at the Cape Cod house The one in your regular
house.
All
the kids that sleep up in the attic, and it turned out that, you know, they had a hole that went right down into the room I was sharing with my friend Susie. And it seems like my brother has actually said he thinks Susie knew about it because she was like putting on a show. I'm like, really? We were like 19-year-olds.
Yeah, 19.
I don't know.
A 19 is when you write. That must have been the summer before you went on a tear.
Actually, so we had to be younger than that. Then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway.
It is awful. Like, in retrospect, I thought it was funny when I was a kid. Now I'm just like, that is just the worst thing. Like, my brother had peepos. The peepo.
You know, in his defense, I will say.
There is no defense.
No, there is.
You know what you shouldn't do? Defend it.
I'm not going to try to defend
it.
It's
bad enough.
I didn't have one, but I did know that the movies we watched as kids encouraged some of the worst behavior.
You're thinking of Porky's.
Porky's and the like. There were a ton of these weird teenage movies.
Right.
Where you.
Teenage Horn Dog High School Musical movies.
I mean, suddenly you're like. Oh, that's how you see naked girls. You stand outside the gym showers.
Duh. Well, you learn new things every day.
Sure you do. That's a recording from just, I don't know how many. I've been saying that for everybody's whole lives.
You weren't determined enough. Like, I would have thought that peepo technology would have reached you. I didn't realize. Oh.
I didn't grow up with a sister who was bringing her friends home either, though.
See,
so.
There you go. You know what? You were lacking a sister. So back to that lady who's banging her cousin. I just think that everyone, you know, isn't it illegal to marry a cousin? I mean, I get that they weren't married. They were just doing it. And she was stabbing him.
Most places it's illegal to marry a first cousin.
You got
to
be at least a second cousin, right?
Right.
I mean, preferably you should not even know that you're related in any way.
Yeah, I would say...
Because my cousins are like my brothers and sisters.
No matter how hot my first cousin was, I would say, I'm going to go date anybody else. Mm. The end.
But I'm right here,
no.
And there's a peepo right over there.
The answer's no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to live like that.
But...
We're going to be the ones that show up places, and everyone
goes... You don't
seem
that strong. I think if a first cousin was hot and came on to you, you'd be all over it.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I say things all morning. I'm not sure where they come from. They seem wrong.
You're just jive talking.
Powerless to stop.
Stop.
We'll be back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.